My name is Lawrence Reyes, chairperson of the PNB Governance Committee. Today is August the 24th, 2022, and we are convening the Governance Committee. I will ask Jane Seidler, I hope I got the name right.
You did.
Our secretary to call the roll.
Christina Avalos.
Here.
Violetta Diamond.
Here.
Jim Dingman.
Here.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
William Heerwagon is not here yet. Marianne Martinez is here.
Here.
Yes. James McFadden. Not here yet. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Minerva Sanders.
Present.
Yes. Jane Scheidler here. Richard Uzel.
Here.
Michael D.D. White.
I'm here.
And Carol Wolfley has an excused absence, as does Christina Huggins. That's what I have for the roster. Did I miss anybody?
No, I think you missed Marisol Cruz.
I did miss Marisol Cruz.
Yeah, Marisol, I'm gonna text her because I know she just returned back to work. So the heart opening, if you will. So I'll text her. Secretary, sorry about that. Let me pull up the agenda, and I'll share with everybody. Let me make sure I have it open. Okay, did everybody get the minutes?
We need to approve the agenda first.
I know, I'm just asking a question, Richard.
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me come back to you all, and then let me share the screen so we could pull up the agenda. Does everyone see the agenda? Those who are on computer. I will read it for the stream. This is a draft agenda. We did the call to order. We did roll call. Now we are adopting the agenda. And after we adopt the agenda, we'll move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Thank you, Jane, for posting them as well. Then the chair reports on PNB meeting where governance motions were presented. And unfinished business and new business. So there was three motions that were given to us by the elections committee chair. So we will entertain those. Are there any other items on the agenda? Let me move can I get a motion to adopt the agenda?
Mr. Chair, this is Richard. I'd like to make a motion.
Go ahead, Richard.
I would like to move that those three motions be removed from the agenda.
Okay, can you, so that's a motion to remove the three motions, from the elections committee, Richard?
Right.
Okay. All right, so we'll put that on the new business.
No.
It can be on the new business.
Agenda approval.
Right, okay. So we will vote. Does anybody have anything they want to say?
I'd like to motivate my motion.
Go ahead, Richard, motivate.
Okay, these are election committee motions. They've apparently gone through the election committee and they're going to the PNB. There's absolutely no reason for them to come to governance. This is election stuff, and it's not governance stuff. These are, it says at the very beginning of each one of those, it says Pacifica National Election Committee. The governance is not listed on there anywhere. There's no reason that we should be messing with that. That's the elections, and that's the PNB. It's out of, it's way out of order for us to be thinking about considering them. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Richard.
Jane to the stack.
Vanessa to the stack.
Okay, I have Jane, Vanessa, then I'm gonna call on myself. Go ahead, Jane.
I had the same reservations that Richard did when I read these, and in addition, I was concerned about, and I don't know what the precedent is, so if anybody does know, please tell me, of one committee referring it to another committee, that I've never seen that done before without going back through the master body, the
it wasn't referred.
Oh,
wasn't
Richard, referred. Richard, you are not recognized, Richard, please.
That's true.
Let the people that have the floor have the floor.
So that was my question about whether it belonged on this agenda or not. Thank you.
Yeah, I would answer that question when I get to it. Vanessa?
To my knowledge, one in terms of one committee referring something to another. Well, let me not answer that. I think there's a precedent for that, but I'm not sure. I'm sure Lawrence knows. But I thought, unless I'm incorrect, that the PNB, that there was discussion about this at the PNB, and the PNB referred it. But maybe
Vanessa, you're coming in and out. So if you're moving around, if you could stand still.
I'm not. It's this, okay. this phone is sucky. I'm gonna log out and use my work phone, but hopefully you can hear me a little bit. And Lawrence, you answer since I can't be heard well anyway. You go ahead and answer. I'll use my other phone.
Okay. You came in audibly better now if you want to continue.
Okay. No, that's fine. I'm good.
Okay. So Jane, there is precedent. Oftentimes committee make motions that go to the PNB, and Richard could attest to this. And sometimes they are referred to other committees. Now, the reason why I put this on the agenda was because the governance committee is a committee, is knowledgeable about the bylaws and are knowledgeable about procedures. And it was I, member of this governance committee, that made a point of order that the elections was out of compliance right now because of the indigent circumstances that we are in. So the chair communicated with me, and I decided to put the motions here so we could not vet them, but make sure that they are adequately complying with the bylaws. So
Richard to the stack.
Okay, Richard, let me finish, please. So that's why.
Home run.
Who was that?
Pearland just hit a home run.
Who?
Home run. Baseball game in the other room.
Oh, okay. Is that the Houston Astros? I hope they lose. Anyway, so that's why I put it on the agenda. And I leave it up to this body whether, they want it off of the agenda and for no discussion. That's up to this body. But they are on the agenda, and Rich is correct. They do have to be, considered whether they are in order or not, and whether we have purview. I think we do. Go ahead, Richard.
There was some conversation about the bylaws and referring one committee, referring things to the other committee. This wasn't referred by the election committee. It was just our chair deciding on his own that he wanted to bring it and talk about it tonight. These motions were approved and sent back to the PNB. The PNB is the one that ought to be making those decisions. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other discussion on Rich's motion to Rudy's motions not in order for this committee? I just go ahead. Who's that?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Vanessa again.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
possible. I want to ask you, Chair, if I thought that there was some discussion at the PNB level about referring these matters to this committee. So I thought that discussion had already taken place.
I Vanessa, to be fair with everybody, I don't really recall if there was discussion. I know there was an axe from our PNB chair for the elections committee to read the motions, these motions, and one of the directors from KPFT was not ready to present those motions because, quote, she didn't have them. So, so that's what's happening with that. Now, I believe that the PNB did have a discussion, because it was taking too long to sustain my point of order. I did get a text from John, Tatum, our parliamentarian, and I don't know which motion he thinks is negative, but he's saying that a negative motion is out of order. And I don't know which one he's actually saying. So John, if you're listening, if you could text me again and clarify for me, or you could get on the Zoom and you'll be more than welcome to provide clarity.
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Yes, go ahead, Richard. Oh, hold on, Richard. Can you wait for your question? I have Jim Diggerman's hand up.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know, Lawrence, if we actually got to this yet on the PNB. I think time had run out. I'm just not sure we actually even discussed this at this point yet, these three motions.
Right, and that's one of my concerns as well, because we are way out of compliance. Are you done, Jim, or you got your hand back up?
I'm finished.
Okay. Go ahead, Richard.
Was there an approved motion to refer this to the governance committee?
Well, Richard, to be candid with you, and to be transparent on the stream here, I feel just like the other two directors that just spoke. I think there was a discussion and I think there was something, but I can't say that with absolute certainty.
If there was no motion to send it to us, then all that's moot. You know, you guys talking among yourself and thinking about stuff. If there's no motion, there's no reason for it to be here.
It should be pretty easy to find out on the PNB minutes.
Well, the minutes haven't come out yet, Jane. Sorry. I'm still waiting for them. So I think Richard's motion is meritorious, and I think my putting it on the agenda, because I believe we do have purview, because we are sort of the safeguarders of the bylaws, because I trust a lot of the wisdom of committee members in regards to the bylaws. So I think at this point, if there's no further discussion, we should vote on Richard's motion that has merit, and I believe my motion also has, my putting it on the agenda has merit too. Go ahead, Jane. So Jane, you have to go to your reactions, and then there's a raise your hand feature.
Mine doesn't seem to have it.
Okay, but that was a goodbye. But go ahead.
I know, it's a clap. But that's all I have. That's the only hand I have. I have a lot of smiley faces. I have to talk to my IT guy.
Okay.
So if you see me clapping, it means I'm raising my hand.
Okay.
I support Richard's motion, and in the event that I want to break up these three things and vote on them separately, is that already there?
That's motions are divided, A, B, and C.
Good. Thank you.
So,
and that's it. I just support what Richard is saying. I don't think it's clear enough, and I would actually probably table this until we get clarity. I think that's the responsible thing to do. So I would amend Richard's motion to say table. No, it's a new motion. New motion. Sorry, Richard.
Jane, instead of tabling, I will suggest and recommend that you postpone to a day certain. Jane, did you hear me?
Yes. I move we postpone discussion. I think we could vote on Richard's motion first.
No, because your motion changes the nature and the quality of the motion. His motion is to take it off the agenda, and your motion is to postpone to get more clarity, and I think that one has a higher ceiling. So what you want to do, Jane?
I'm going to withdraw my motion.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I have the last word because I didn't sustain Richard's point of order. I believe that these three motions should be read on the screen so people could actually know the intentions of the elections committee, which the elections have to do with the entire network, not just one committee. So that will be my closing remark. Okay, Jane, would you take the role, please?
Okay. I'm going to take the role of the people who are here.
Right.
Unless someone else has turned up. Jim Dingman.
Pass.
Richard Uzzell.
Yes.
Minerva Sanders.
Minerva, you're muted.
Sorry, I'm going to pass.
Christina Avalos.
I'm still a little confused, so I'm going to pass for right now.
Violetta.
No.
Marianne.
Pass.
Michael Novick.
No, Michael Novick's not a member of this committee.
Oh, Michael D.D. White. I'm sorry. I don't know what is wrong with me. Sorry, wrong Michael.
Pass.
And Vanessa.
No means that we consider the elections committee motions, correct?
Right.
Okay, yes. No.
Lawrence.
I'm a vote no.
And myself is voting yes. So okay. I make
the passes now. Go back to the passes.
Going back to the passes. Jim Dingman.
Same.
Minerva.
I'm going to abstain as well.
Christina.
I'll abstain.
Marianne.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Hold on, Richard. You're not in order. We're in the middle of a vote.
I was coughing. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Marianne.
Yes.
Vanessa. Oh, got you. Sorry. And Lawrence. Yeah, I don't have to get you. You're done. Okay, so I make that.
Michael Pat. William Headwagon is here.
Okay.
And Michael D.D. White passed, I believe.
I thought he came back with a yes. Was I wrong, Michael? I'm sorry.
I passed before. I'll come back with an abstention this time.
Thank you. Okay. And William Headwagon, did you hear the motion?
Yeah, I vote no.
Okay, so I've got one, two, three yeses, one, two, three, four noes. And one, two,
abstentions, right?
Was three, one, two abstentions, or Marianne Martinez? Did you conserve?
She voted yes. Marianne
okay,
voted
so
yes.
She's a yes. So now it's tied. One.
Okay, so this is what I got, Jane. I got Minerva Sanders with abstaining.
Right.
I have Christina Avalos abstaining.
Right.
I have Marianne Martinez in the affirmative.
Yes.
I have Richard Uzel in the affirmative. I have you in the affirmative, so that's three. Then I got Jim Dingman also abstained. Got Vanessa in the no column. Violetta in the no column. William in the no column. And me in the no column. So that makes four no's. How many no's, yes do you have, Jane?
I have one, two, three, four.
Four, okay. So, my point of order is sustained. Because we ended up in tie vote. So, the motions will be at least read, and if there's any discussion that leads to them being read, then so be it.
Chair, point of information, please.
Yes, Vanessa.
Well, maybe it's point of information. So if it's a tie vote, if that's accurate, that it's a tie vote, then the motion fails, which means we will consider the matter. So is that what you're saying?
Right, we will consider the matter because the motion did not.
The motion to not consider, to remove them from the agenda failed.
Right, correct.
Right.
Okay. So we're still on the agenda. So the share reports on PNB meeting where governance motions were presented. There was a couple of motions presented, and they were supported. The motion for PNB directors to be able to attend LSB open and close sessions and PNB committee executive sessions was approved, and I've put it to the test. I have attended WBAI, KPFT's executive session a couple of months ago with Jan and other folk. So that was supported. Then the motion to notice two members. I'm not going to say any names, and please do not say any names in regards to that motion. That was held in executive session. So just to say that the notice was provided, and that's all I think we can say about that. Is there anyone want to propose anything for the unfinished business? No, actually, let me go back. So I'm going to read motion A from the Pacifica National Elections Committee. Moves, this is for the stream and for those who are on the phone. Moves that the Pacifica National Board work with Pacifica Management to bullet point, notify the Pacifica membership that Pacifica Management has stated that there are no funds available for the bylaws mandated 2022 local station board elections. Bullet point number two. In the event that bylaws mandated 2022 delegate elections do not occur, ensure that as local station board delegates end their terms in December 2022, vacate delegate seats and will not be extended for those terming out or to be filled by those defeated in a past election, and that the local station boards will, got a pop up here. Oh boy. Well, let's see. Will not be extended for those terming out and will be filled by those defeated in the past elections, and that the local station boards will be smaller for part of all of 2023 until elections are held. And further, ensure that the smaller 2023 local station boards will elect PNB directors in January of 2023, and these new directors will be on the boards for part of all of the year of 2023, depending on when new elections are held. Bullet point number three, implement plans to reduce the cost of elections, raise funds for an election, including creating mechanisms for Pacifica members to donate specifically for elections, develop a workable timeline for an election based on the availability of funding, and contract only with neutral persons to be involved in making election rulings. Okay, and then I believe Vanessa Ditson-Braves has a minority report. Vanessa, do you want me to read what's in what's on the agenda?
I'm so sorry, Lawrence. I got a call on my other phone from a family member, so I missed part of what you said.
Okay, so I just read the bullet points of Motion A from the Elections Committee. And then I'm up to your minority report. Do you want me to read the minority report?
Yes, please. Okay. Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so Vanessa Ditson-Braves will be presenting a minority report. It's just stating that you will be presenting a minority report on this motion.
I would like to ask a question about what you just read.
Okay, Richard, let me finish reading this session, if you don't mind, then I'll go right to you, okay? Vanessa Ditson-Braves will be presenting a minority report on this motion, focusing in on the second clause, providing that members whose term ends in December 2022 who are not term limited will continue to serve until replaced when the elections are held, and that members whose term is ending and are term limited will be replaced by the next available runners-up in the last election. Okay, Richard. So that what's the intent of Vanessa Ditson-Briggs minority report? Go ahead, Richard.
Let me ask a question about that. Well, let me. My first one was when you read that. I think you read that as in the middle of that second bullet point. You read that the delegate seat will not be extended for those terming out or be filled by those defeated in the past election. I think you said and be filled by them. There's a big difference. You know, that's what y'all are arguing about. Y'all are arguing about whether they'll be filled by the people who had lost in the last election.
Right.
And then my other question is, this is a minority report you're going to consider. What's the minority report? We're already considering something we shouldn't be considering. How could we have a minority report to that?
Okay, Richard. So, are you done, Richard?
Yes. Thank
you. Okay. So, you're saying that we're considering something that should not be considered, but, you didn't receive support for not considering that. So we are.
That doesn't take away from the fact that we're not supposed to be doing it.
Okay.
In fact, I would like to call a point of order that we're considering something that is none of our business.
Well, I feel it's dilatory. You had your chance and right. Democratically, your point, of order was not upheld. So
my point of order is not upheld. I just now made it.
Your point of order is not well taken. It's dilatory. And
okay,
the reason why I'm telling you that it's dilatory, let me finish, please. The reason why I'm telling you that it's dilatory because your motion was defeated on the merits. And so to raise another point of order on the same motion, I believe is dilatory. Now, you have the right to challenge my ruling.
I'll challenge your ruling.
I'm going to say that it's dilatory since we are already considering and you objected to the minority report. And then let me just answer.
Asked where it came from. How do you have a minority report?
Okay, Richard. Okay. I don't know if that's a cat. I don't know what that is.
But it's a home run.
Another home run. Okay. I hope the Yankees did it. All right. So, in regards to, what I read was, I believe I read, what I did, and if I misread it, it's because I had a pop-up.
So I had to
deal with that. But I think that session, that second bullet point, severely concerns me. It should concern you too, because this goes against our democratic processes. It goes against our bylaws, where we have a democratic process to replace people who are turned out, and that's by the runners-up list. Now, some
now,
people,
are you still talking some, about?
Now, hold on, please.
Are you still talking about overruling me?
Yes.
Are you into some
yes.
other?
Yes. No, I'm talking about overruling you, please. And please do not interrupt me as I don't interrupt you. All right, so that is my ruling because this is completely flies against the bylaws. That this is another.
In your opinion.
Oh. Okay. Well, Richard, if you're going to be adversary, then this is really going to distract us from taking care of the business of this meeting, Richard. So I understand you feel strongly, and I feel equally strongly. I know you for a long time.
I would like to challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay, state your reason for challenging the ruling of the chair.
Okay, I said it before because at that point I was asking for this to be taken off the agenda. Now I'm talking about we're looking at each one of these as we go along. And I think that this first one, should not be considered by this committee because it's not our business.
Okay. Are you done, Richard?
For now.
Okay. Well, I have the last word. So, if anybody else wants to oppose my ruling or speak in favor of my ruling, you're more than welcome to. But as chair, I have the last word. I have the closing argument.
I agree with Richard.
Okay.
I just don't think it's not our business. Should be in elections.
Okay. Michael, right to this deck.
Go ahead, Michael.
I'm a little confused because I think, didn't you report that the parliamentarian said that one of these resolutions would be out of order to be presented? So, but we don't know which one, so there's like a 50% chance that either of these resolutions is out of order, and we're waiting for a pending word from the parliamentarian about that.
Okay, so what the parliamentarian said was that the negative motion was a motion to remove them from the agenda, and that I do find that to be a negative motion. Again, I think what's on the floor right now.
No, you're talking about the motion that I made?
Right. Well, what's on the Richard, you are not recognized. Richard, you are not recognized.
Okay.
We could go back and forth.
Put me on the stack.
We could go back and forth, brother. I
put me on the stack then.
And I don't give a shit. We could go back and forth. Okay? And
I don't
want to do that.
I don't care if you give a shit.
I don't want to do that. All right, you're on the stack. And if you continue to be out of order, Richard, I'm gonna take different measures, okay? I'd like to apologize for my foul language. The motion, this is another negative motion because it precedes another negative motion that was already defeated. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, you know, these are difficult issues to discuss right now because we're all aware of the financial problems. You know, Ned is going to leave us in about a month and a half. The cost of replacing them is uncertain. The money situations at three of the stations are particularly troubling. And while I agree that this should be discussed, I guess that stuff worries me the most in having, you know, discussions about this right now. Anyway, thanks.
Thank you, Jim. Jane.
I forgot what I was going to say. I'm sorry. I'll take my hand down.
Okay. If you remember, just put your hand back up. Go ahead, Richard. Anyone else that hasn't spoken want to be recognized? Hold on, Richard. No? Okay. Go ahead, Richard.
When Mr. White, I believe it was, made a comment about the parliamentarian saying that a negative motion was out of order, he wasn't talking about mine because we hadn't talked to the parliamentarian tonight. That's disingenuous to say that parliamentarian said that what I said was my motion to rule to take these things off the agenda back in agenda approval was un that we haven't talked to the Department of Interior. How can we get his opinion of that? That's disingenuous, I think.
Okay. So I stick with my position. Go ahead, Jane.
My understanding from following along was that you referenced the conversation that you had with the parliamentarian prior to Richard making his motion. So that what the comment about the negative motion couldn't possibly have been in reference to what Richard said, because Richard hadn't said it yet.
Vanessa to the stack.
Okay, so the parliamentarian texted me. I did not talk to him before this meeting. He texted me to let me know right after Richard made the motion that there was a motion that was negative. So that's what I'm basing my position on. Go ahead, Vanessa. Are you done, Jane? Okay. Go ahead, Vanessa.
What's to the stack?
So
was that Michael that requested the stack?
Michael White, yes, requested.
All right, go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, so my understanding is that Richard is objecting to the minority report, if that's correct. When we voted to keep these matters on the agenda, that included the entire matter, which includes the three elections committee motions and anything related to it, which is the minority report. So my statement is conditioned on understanding that what Richard is specifically objecting to is the inclusion of the minority report, and that it should be included because it's part of discussion of the motions.
Right, and that's what I'm basically my reason for asking that my decision be sustained. Because when he made the motion, it was to remove all items off the agenda. So, Michael D.D. White, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm super confused because what I distinctly remember is that when you informed us of what the parliamentarian said, you said it was one of two motions was out of order. So, it didn't seem to me that we were referring to the motions that we sought to include in the agenda. And as Richard wasn't making two motions, it couldn't absolutely, I don't see how it could pertain, and you said you didn't know which one of the two motions the parliamentarian was saying was out of order as a negative motion. So it seems to me that what was clearly said was we were talking about the underlying motions on the agenda and whether they were properly in order or not.
Right, so this is what the parliamentarian wrote me, and I don't even know if it's him or not, because his name doesn't come up. So he says a negative motion is out of order. That's all he said. And I don't remember saying all of what you just said, Michael, but if I did, then I stand corrected. There's three motions. There's motion A, motion B, motion C. And what Richard is objecting to, and I'll get to you in a minute, Richard, is the fact that the member of the elections committee is going to do a minority report. And that's when he inserted yet another negative motion, in my opinion, to rule this out of order when we already had taken a vote that didn't prevail on a 4-4 tie. So that's why I'm not sustaining this point of order. Go ahead, Richard. His challenge to me.
When you first mentioned the parliamentarian, you were talking about his comment about the three election committee motions that we're incorrectly considering now. You weren't talking about my motion. You were talking about what he said about those three election committee motions.
Well, I gave you the opportunity to go after me, Richard. I have the right to vote.
And Vanessa's question about whether I was complaining about the minority report. I was complaining about the whole thing. The minority report, I said, well, how can a minority report be coming from, where is that coming from? And then I just heard you say that she's on that election committee. You know, we're already here talking about things that are election committee.
Okay,
business.
Richard,
you didn't cut yourself off. You didn't
finish up because I have the right to close. I already had closed.
Yeah, but you let me.
I gave you another bite of the apple. Go ahead and finish chewing.
I don't see how we can be considering some minority report from the election committee. We're already considering a motion that we shouldn't be considering. Why don't we just call ourselves the election committee? We're going to do their business.
Okay, Richard. Thank you. So the sarcasm has a ring of humor to it, but I don't find it funny. Okay. So, the intention that I made was, I'm pretty clear that as soon as that motion came from Richard, that's when I received the text. So, I've invited him, to come to the meeting, but I don't know what he's doing. Now, to have a second bite, of poisoning the well in regards to, reading these motions, is kind of interesting because we just voted, in a tie vote, which makes the motion not sustainable, Rich's motion, and yet he comes back with another motion to do the same thing that the first motion attempted to do.
Point of order.
We're gonna go to a vote.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
After there was discussion, no, you don't get the finish. So, Jane, please take the roll.
I asked for a point of order.
You don't get to finish. You already had.
I'm not finishing. I have a point of
order.
You already
had your points.
This is a point of order. Do you understand what a point of order is?
You don't get to finish the debate, Richard. That's my prerogative as chair.
I have a point of order.
Your point of order is not well taken right now. Jane, please take the roll.
Do you know Robert's rules?
Oh, I do. I do. I know that we were debating whether to sustain your motion, to rule this out of order again. And we had debate back and forth, and, it's the prerogative of the
one
chair.
I'm gonna mute you, Richard.
If you continue. Okay. It's the prerogative of the chair, to finish, being challenged. I have the last word. And now you're trying to get the last word, and I'm not going to give it to you. I'm sorry. Secretary Jane, please.
Lawrence, I'm afraid that Richard's point of order needs an up or down vote.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. We had debated, the challenge to my ruling, and I gave him many bites of the apple, and now he wants to get the last word. And it's the prerogative of the chair that's being challenged.
Not the last word. It was a point of order.
To finish the debate. So that's
it. You know what a point of order is?
We're going to the vote. Yeah, I know. And you don't, and I'm not recognizing you for a point of order. I'm recognizing that we take the vote on your motion.
You can't just not recognize points of order.
Well, you should know. You guys do that all the time. So I'm not giving you the last word in this debate.
Giving
you a point of order will be giving you the last word in a challenge to the chair debate. And I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry. Jane, please take the roll.
If Richard's point of order goes to procedure and not content.
Well, it's procedure. That's exactly what I'm speaking to, Jane. And I understand.
And okay, when I chair the LSB and people start screaming at me and they come up with point of order, even if I think they're out of line, we need to hear
This process was a challenge. We had much debate. I gave him the next to the last word, and I had the last word, and now he wants to have a point of order in order to argue his point again. And that's potentially what he wants to do. And I'm not willing to hear that. And that's the procedure that's codifying Robert's Rules of Order. There's no further debate, no points of order. Please take the roll, Jane. And we're decided up and down.
By letter to the stack.
And would you just repeat what exactly we're voting on so that everybody's clear?
Well, we're voting on again a second motion to remove this discussion from the agenda. And apparently it's very stimulating. So please take the roll.
No, we're not. That's not what's the discussion.
Minerva, I have to we are going to a vote because we exhausted the discussion on the challenge to the ruling of the chair.
Okay.
Point of information.
I don't think that's what we're voting about.
Yeah, that's what Richard wants. He wants.
No, it's not.
Okay. State your point again, Richard. What is it that you want us to vote on? You want us to vote overruling my ruling of your point of order to remove, not to discuss these items.
Right. That's not a motion. That's just a challenge ruling of the chair.
And I'm not sustaining your challenge. So that's what we're voting on.
Then it goes to a straight up or down vote.
Right. And that's what I'm asking you to do.
Okay. Minerva, wasn't clear the first time you answered that question.
Well,
I'm sorry. No, I got it now. I was very clear.
I was very clear.
That's not my point of order though.
Well, anyway, your point of order is not going to be heard. You could wait and get on the stack. Jane, please take the vote. And Minerva, I'll go to you first. After we take the vote.
Okay, so we're voting to sustain the chair. A yes vote is to sustain Lawrence's ruling, and a no vote is to not sustain Lawrence's ruling. Jim Dingman.
No.
Richard.
No.
Minerva.
No.
Christina.
No.
Violetta.
I abstain.
Marianne.
No.
Michael D.D. White.
No.
Vanessa.
Yes.
William Herwagon.
Yes, I support the ruling of the chair.
I vote no. And Lawrence?
Yes.
Okay.
Give us the time.
Did I get everybody?
Yes, you did.
Okay, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no's. 1, 2, 3 yeses. And 1 abstention.
Okay, so my ruling is the challenge is sustained by Richard Uzzell. So what we have to do next, I believe, is go to whether to remove these, whether not to discuss these items or not. So please take a vote on whether we're going to discuss these items tonight or not. Jane.
Somebody has a question.
Oh, Minerva, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Minerva.
Yeah, this Minerva to the stack.
Go ahead, Minerva. I'm sorry.
Okay, and I think we spent a lot of time with talking about this information, and I hate that Jane didn't move forward with her motion, but I am suggesting that we are making a motion that we table this conversation until we get a directive or some clarity from the PMB as to what they are asking governance to do with this. And also this gives you time, Mr. Chair, to check with the parliamentarian to see where the concern he had. What was his concern? Because that's become very confusing right now. And that's the motion I'd like to put out there. Thank you.
Second. Okay. As Chair, I'd like to ask that you postpone it, not table it. If that's okay with you, Minerva.
Okay, so you want me to postpone this until after you take your vote? Is that what you're saying?
After I find out exactly what the parliamentarian said and what the PNB is going to say at the September 1st meeting.
And I guess that's what I'm asking. I'm saying that we need to have something. I think we should have something official from the PNB or parliamentarian or whomever to tell us what they want governors to do or to consider regarding these motions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay, we don't need a second in committee. Okay. That's one of our rules.
But, so it would typically a motion to postpone, Minerva, includes a date certain. So we can
right.
put it at our next governance meeting. Would that be appropriate? Because that will be after the PNB meeting. And we'll give our chair adequate time to research these things and bring answers back so that we know what we're talking about.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Move to amend that date certain to say that if those two items, that it be considered on that date that those two items have been dealt with.
Okay. And let me ask the committee. If I find out sooner, should I convene an emergency session?
No.
No.
There's two people that say no. How does everyone else feel? I'd like to get the consensus.
Okay. And this Minerva, I would say no unless there's something urgent that we have to do before the PNC can move forward with these requests from the election committee.
Okay.
Is that what you're thinking may come up?
Yeah.
Michael, way to the stack.
And Vanessa to the stack.
Go ahead, Michael. Minerva, are you done?
Yes, I muted me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll answer that hypothetical in the negative.
Go ahead, Michael.
I said I'll answer that hypothetical that you asked in the negative.
Okay, you want to...
You lost me.
You want to, yeah, you lost me too. Can you say it in English?
I would say no to an emergency, the question of an emergency meeting, based on the hypothetical, but you know, when we get down to specific facts, I might change my mind.
Okay. All right. And I can always reach out to the committee and see which, you know, get a consensus through email. Vanessa.
I would support an emergency meeting if we get the responses that we're looking for from the PNB and the parliamentarian. And the information from the parliamentarian are recommendations that can be accepted or not by the chair.
Right.
So I think the issue of the election is tied so closely to the finances, which is the most urgent thing. So how do we use our limited resources? Do we pay the rent or pay the phone bill or do we have an election? Or pay staff. So I think it rises to the level of urgency in that it is also a de facto financial issue. So if we get that information, we get those answers, then yes, then I think we should have an emergency meeting if, you know, we get the responses that we're looking for.
Okay. Anyone else that hasn't spoken? I'd like to hear from folk that haven't spoken.
I support what Vanessa says. If it has a direct tie to our finances, I would attend I would support an emergency meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Christina. Go ahead, Jim. I see your hand up.
Well, you know, the issue of the elections, I'm looking at these various, parts of these motions here. And they, of course, should be subject to comment and discussion. But again, you know, as all of us are saying, the financial thing is the most urgent thing in my brain, as it is in everybody else's. And so I think just talking about spending $150,000 or $120,000, however much you can cut it down in the midst of, you know, electricity bills, perhaps not getting paid and things like that for different stations, you know, just it's a tough one. It's very tough. And I just think we have to be practical at this point in time, unfortunately.
Yeah, William for the stack.
Hey, William.
Yeah, I agree that it would be appropriate to call an emergency meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. So there seems to be a consensus that, as Michael D.D. White spoke, I think I get it now, Michael.
Mr. Chair, I would ask for a vote on that because there's no way.
Okay, hold on. We haven't exhausted this discussion yet, Richard. Hold on. So I understand what Michael meant about, in the hypothetical and the negative. It's not hypothetical, what our finances look like right now and what they are in reality. So there may be a need, to meet in the emergency session. So I got two hands. I got Jane's hand and Jim, your hand is back up again. Go ahead, Richard. You want to go? Go ahead.
I would ask for a vote.
All right, we're going to take a vote.
Okay.
Jane?
Yeah. Minerva had made a motion to postpone to a date certain. And then you brought up the emergency meeting. And so I'm kind of, Minerva's motion is kind of floating around out there in the world.
No, it's still there. It's still there. Okay. I added an addendum, if you will, I attached an amendment that in the event we need to meet in an emergency session, then we'll have an emergency meeting. And that's what
we're going to take. Is that acceptable to Minerva to modify?
It does. It belongs to the body, not to Minerva. But it'll be nice if Minerva finds it friendly.
Okay. And I think before we went on into this discussion, I did state that if we get the information needed and there is a need for an emergency meeting, that definitely we should hold it. So it's
okay.
Not a problem.
Got it. Thank you. Now I'm caught up. Thank you, Minerva. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Minerva. I appreciate it too.
So I'm going to try to articulate the motion so that we can vote on it. Are you,
yes.
Is that okay, Mr. Chair?
Yes, Jane. Yeah.
We move to postpone discussion and decisions on the three motions until we get information, we get full, more detailed information, at which time we will call an emergency meeting.
If needed.
If needed.
Okay. Is everyone clear on the motion?
I have a remark to make.
Go ahead, Richard.
On the stack, I guess I'm asking.
Go ahead, Richard.
We know that finances are in a dire situation, but once again, this committee, this is not a motion from this committee or for this committee, and whether we're in financial whatever doesn't have any bearing on whether this committee is going to do a moot. We're doing a moot argument about a moot question and a moot world. It doesn't matter if the house catches on fire, we shouldn't be in the house to start with.
Okay. Thank you, Richard. So you, that will be reflected in your vote. Secretary, is anyone else want to comment on this before we go to a vote?
Violetta to the stack.
Go ahead, Violetta. And then I have Jim stand up. Go ahead, Violetta.
Okay. I know we're talking about the motion to get the information and things like that, but I wanted to speak to a point as far as the responsibilities of this committee. And it seems like governance overlaps them all, because how can you govern? You know, that's part of the election, that's part of the finances, and part of all of it. So I just wanted clarity. We're supposed to do governance generally, not just in a silo, or am I wrong?
You're entitled to what you said, Minerva. I mean, but
I'm asking though.
Yeah, no,
because
no,
I'm new on a committee. Yeah.
No, I think governance does have a broad scope. And so I feel the way you do. Yeah. So
okay.
Because we have to sort of encompass everything. So I hope that answers your question.
Yes, thank you.
Jim?
Well, could you scroll down a little bit on that document you have up there?
Sure. Hold on.
To the B part.
B?
The B part, yeah. Okay. Now, I'd like to know who put this together in the elections committee, how the vote was done. And then the elections committee recommends to the PNB to launch an immediate and ongoing off-air membership drive with high-quality design and implementation, focusing on identifying supporters and allies with influence in mass membership organizations and communities in general alignment with this mission to seek and encourage large-scale enrollment of other members as responsible members of the organizations. Now, as far as I'm concerned, we're theoretically doing that all the time. So who's going to launch this? Who's going to be responsible for this? Who's going to actually implement that part of it? And then these 2 monthly days of national programming, who's going to do that? Who's going to propose what topics? Who's going to be the content? In other words, I don't want to be gamed here by some folks calculating, oh, let's like push this forward so, you know, we could be better prepared to, move our faction, positions in the LSBs. You know, to me, again, the money situation is the paramount problem to have to handle. Of course we should have normal elections, but if we're in the middle of having these, terrible problems, it probably could get worse by October and November. And so that's where I sort of get a little, turned off by this because, who's benefiting from this? Is everybody benefiting from this? Is some people benefiting from this? You know, that sort of thing just pop in my mind looking at this. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Did I hear somebody else? Okay.
I said, did I ask for the stack? This is Richard.
Go ahead, Richard. I thought I heard someone else. Go ahead, Richard.
I wanted to respond to Ms. Diamond. The governance committee does not have the purview to just range across the land like they feel like it. There are specific things that the governance should be handling, and this is not one of them.
Okay, Richard, can you be a little bit more specific so you could help?
Could I give you a list of the things that we're supposed to look at?
Yeah.
No, I don't have that list.
Okay.
It's bylaws and it's legal. It's legal stuff. It's governance. It's laws, bylaws, standing rules, things like that. It's not elections and
Articles of incorporation.
It would be articles of incorporation if you wanted to talk about them.
But
not everything. You don't talk about programming here. We don't talk about, you know, there are a lot of things we don't talk about.
Well, the elections are, the mandate.
One of the things you shouldn't be talking about.
Are in the bylaws. So, we could agree to disagree. Okay, Jane, please go to the vote.
Okay, we are postponing action, awaiting further information and clarification, including an emergency meeting if it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So a yes vote is to postpone the meeting short term. Jim Dingman.
Yes, postpone.
Richard.
Yes.
Minerva.
Yes.
Christina.
Yes.
Violetta.
Yes.
Marianne. Sorry?
Yes.
Thank you. Michael D.D. White.
Yes.
Vanessa.
Yes.
I think I heard a yes. William Heerwagen.
Yes.
Jane Scheidler. Yes. Lawrence.
Yes.
All right. That is a unanimous vote. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Did I miss anybody?
No, just the people who aren't here. I would encourage you to make sure that you have Marisol Cruz on your roster.
She told me that she
could not get out of work today, so.
Okay.
Okay, so is there any unfinished business, Secretary? Do you know?
I am not aware of any.
Okay, should I put up the minutes, committee?
You know what? Thank you. Orders of the day. We kind of wandered off on the adoption of the agenda, and we kind of skipped over the approval of the minutes. Now, I would like to think that everybody that's participating here received the minutes, however late they were. I'm going to get better, I promise. But they are done. So the secretary will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Thank you.
Okay, there's no need for a second. Are there any objections?
Or corrections.
Or corrections. And corrections are always in order after as well.
After you review them.
So are there any objections to the minutes? As drafted and approved. Okay, and they are posted. Thank you so much, Jane, for posting them. So our next, since there's no unfinished business, let me just tell you the next meeting day is in September. And it'll be on Zoom. Let me just pull up the calendar here.
Is it the 28th, Lawrence?
It's the fourth Wednesday of the month, because I think
so. That would be the 28th of September, because September starts on a Thursday. It's kind of wonky. So the fourth Wednesday is 7/14/21/28. That's going to be September 28th.
Okay. So we are, we would be meeting again on September the 28th. I think I'm going to be out of town, but I could jump on the Zoom. So other than that, are there any other unfinished business that we didn't get to? Go ahead, Minerva. You have your hand up.
I would like to ask for the next meeting, since it did come up tonight, to identify what is the role of the governance committee. And, Violetta, you know, asked if we covered the other committees, and is there a way that we can bring that information forward and so that everyone's on the same page for our next meeting?
Okay. So what I like to do, I like the committee to do some homework and come up with anything that you think that's within the purview of this committee, even if it's not. But, you know, it's kind of like my mother used to say, "Este, una tormenta de sesos, a brainstorm." So, you know, let's have a brainstorm and bring forth whatever you want to do, dot down notes. If you're sleeping and you wake up with a great idea, have a pad next to you, write the idea down. That's what I try to do.
And I would add to that, Minerva, if it's okay with you, what is and what isn't. We kind of like make it real clear, so that it's as specific as it can possibly be. And it will, you know, we will all have to kind of dig into the bylaws a little bit and look at definitions. So that's good. Thank you.
Thank you. That's a really good point, Jane. Thank you. So I'll take a motion to adjourn. Oh, go ahead, Jim. Hold on before we adjourn. Go, Jim.
Well, I just wanted to say that I tend to agree with Lawrence on the issue of there's governance is pretty broad stroke. You know, it can encompass a lot of things, including elections. And so you know, I don't want to sort of be rigid and exclude things. I just want to make sure that if we're dealing with these kind of issues, because the interrelationship with everything else in the bylaws is pretty obvious, that we sort of, now this, now I do recall we really didn't get to this in the PNB yet. We really didn't. And, you know, and it's all reasonable. It's not unreasonable to discuss these things, but I do think that, given the financial pressures on everybody and the sort of level of, being freaked out every day by a new revelation, you know, we just got to get through this mess and really try to get beyond this. So we're not fighting about this stuff and worry about it all the time because it is quite, quite worrisome. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Minerva.
Okay. And I guess I want to just add some clarity to the statement I made. It's not for us to put governance in a box. It's to be just as Jane stated, you know, what is it that we understand governance is about? And we know and I'll just tell you right now, the way I'm seeing governance is that basically we're the keepers of the bylaws, whatever's in there. Now, some of those things that are in there in terms of how the other committees and how the information is going out might need to be changed, but we're always sticking with the bylaws. We're not looking to be with this group or that group. It's just what's best and what do the bylaws say and what things may we have to adjust. So that's what I'm trying to see if we can come to an agreement on how we operate in the committee.
Thank you, Minerva. Thank you.
Thank you.
Christina, and then Jenna.
I also the mission statement, you know, for KPFK, that's another, I think that's part of our responsibility to make sure that we are keeping the mission statement.
Thank you, Christine. That's a good point. We definitely got to uphold the principles of the mission. Jim?
Yeah, and one other thing about the bylaws, because we get into these fights in New York. The bylaws state in their definition that they are subject to the laws of the state of California. And federal laws preempt the bylaws. So one thing that's absent in people like trying to turn the bylaws into the Ten Commandments is that most of us, I include myself, I'm rather ignorant of the nuances of California nonprofit law pertaining to how we are operating and how California labor law, employment law interacts with all that. And so people sometimes are asserting the bylaws say this, the bylaws say that. Then the contradiction is that something in the California nonprofit law says something totally different. So there's a lot of complexities to this that are just simply beyond being a sort of a someone who's memorized the bylaws as if they're from Mount Sinai or something like that.
A book. I read a book called The Sermon on the Mount, and I was supposed to remember a lot of quotes from that book. So I don't think the bylaws are anything close to that. I think the bylaws are more organic, and they flow. They're not absolute. We have the articles of incorporation, that deal with the nonprofit, our nonprofit status. And we also have, Robert's Rules of Order, that, when that bylaws are ambiguous, then we normally fall on that. So, but the mission is, as Christina said, that's extremely important. And I think that is what has held us together for, I don't know, around 60 years, Jim, that you've been around. So, you know, I mean, that's what's important. So, okay. Marianne, you want to say anything? I haven't heard from you all night.
Okay. I liked what you just said. I agree with you that the bylaws, I feel the same way, that the bylaws are organic. But by the same token, the bylaws are something that has to be approved by through a process, you know, and we have to agree on them as a group of people that are involved. So, you know, basically that's how I feel about it, that, you know, we have to, and maybe we need to, work on revising some of our bylaws because, some of them haven't been looked at in a long time. It is labor intense work, and, maybe we need to get down to it. You know, I've been thinking that for a long time, but, that's where I'm at. I do agree with you on that point, Lawrence. Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne. So, okay. Are there any other comments? Okay. So in regards to that, we will close. I'd like to thank everybody for participating, in this committee. And, before I go, you know, I do lay my head down to sleep at night and I take stock of my day. And I believe I was, I was inappropriate by, using a curse word cause that's not characteristic of me. So I'd like to extend my apology to Richard if he feels that he needs one. I know Richard for a long time. And I'd like to send my apologies to the committee.
No, sir, that's cool. We're only human, Lawrence.
Thank you. Yeah, well, we're all trying to do the best we can, right, Jim? Okay. We'll adjourn to September the 28th. 24th, right?
28. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
28. Right. Good night.
28. Good night.
Good night, guys. Take care.
Good night.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Good night.